Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Let's go on the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Busy day here, today here on the program. As always, we've got a lot of television tonight. WWE NXT on the network tonight with more in the Dusty Rhodes Classic. We have Lucha Underground on El Rey, Ring of Honor on Comet with the Keith Lee and Shane Taylor versus War Machine match. If you have not seen this series of matches, you are missing out. This is the best feud ever. And there is another slobber knocker coming up on the Ring of Honor on Comet show tonight. I watched it this past weekend. Total Bellas tonight on E! And so much more. We can talk about the SmackDown show from last night with the AJ Styles James Ellsworth WWE heavyweight title match. James Ellsworth is not the champion today. However, he did beat AJ Styles. Disqualification finish. AJ gave him too vicious a beating and he was disqualified. Which leads into next week's SmackDown, where AJ will defend the title. Actually, I believe he's facing Dean Ambrose in a non-title match, and if Dean Ambrose wins, he'll get a championship match. Begs the question, James Ellsworth has beaten AJ Styles twice. Why isn't he getting another championship match? In fact, that match should be in a Hell in a Cell match if this were the other brand, since he's beaten the guy twice but not taken home the title. We've also got news on the return of Goldberg and the ratings that Monday night's show did. Not surprisingly, it did well. We'll talk about that today. Phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rhyme of strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you can be next. You better give respect.
But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages, etc. If you want to give us a call, stay on topic today. 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text message is 425-780-7566. Last night on SmackDown, it was the long-awaited AJ Styles-James Ellsworth world title match. Did you see this match, Mike?
You know, believe it or not, I saw the entire show, but I still have not seen the main event yet.
What?
I know, all the way up to Dean walking away from Daniel Bryan, getting all of his stuff, saying, I'm going to be everything, and walking away, but I have not seen the epic encounter that is James Ellsworth and AJ Styles, part two.
Let's watch it in reverse next time. This main event was... I'm going to give you the good and the bad.
Flair Steamboat?
I'm going to give you the good news and the bad news.
What's the good news?
The good news is AJ Styles and James Ellsworth did have a lot of creative spots, such as AJ tried to put him in a chin lock, but James Ellsworth doesn't have a chin, and so he just slipped right out.
Cinderella.
They built up to a spot where he hit no chin music for a near fall that everybody bought as a finish. They thought that James Ellsworth was winning the world heavyweight title.
Wow.
For the first time in his whole entire life, David Otunga was a positive because he was so good talking about the chin during this main event here. Finally found his niche. Now, the bad news is Dean Ambrose was the ring announcer and the bell ringer and some other job. It doesn't matter, but I'm so over wacky Dean Ambrose. He's just a goof now. That's his role, is to just be a goof. And he goes out there, and every time something's getting going, he's got to get on the house mic and say something wacky and kill the momentum of the match. Not that it was much of a match, but it's like every minute, wacky Dean Ambrose had to poke his head into the screen. Wacky Dean Ambrose doing this, wacky Dean Ambrose doing that. I was like, I get it. You're wacky. Okay, cool. How is this getting over Dean Ambrose? It's not. In fact, if anything, I was sympathetic towards AJ Styles. I was like, man, you need to go out there and beat up this Dean Ambrose because he's freaking annoying during this match. So anyway, AJ gets disqualified for giving poor James Ellsworth too violent and vicious a beating. Now, that's two wins in a row for James Ellsworth. And to me, as we're talking yesterday about this women's Hell in a Cell match, or any of the Hell in a Cell matches, forget the women, any of the Hell in a Cell matches on this upcoming Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, why are they taking place other than Hell in a Cell is the October pay-per-view? And randomly, they're in a cell. Well, if ever there was a reason to put two men in Hell in a Cell, it's AJ Styles and James Ellsworth. I need a decisive finish for this match right here. But apparently I'm not getting it because next week it's Dean Ambrose, AJ Styles. What's going on with James Ellsworth? This man is getting screwed.
See, this is where we're at in wrestling with the good news and bad news that you just said, because not only is James Ellsworth a contender holding a victory over your world heavyweight champion, now it's two. Isn't that what they want Dean Ambrose to be, is wacky guy? You know, the James Ellsworth title contender? The women in a cage, because it's history, and we might cry at the end and raise each other's hands. I mean, what can you say? What can you say? This is where we're at, and this is where we're at.
Well, here, this person here says, James Ellsworth has more wins over AJ Styles than Kota Ibushi. And, as was noted last night on the show, James Ellsworth has more wins over AJ Styles than John Cena. James Ellsworth should. He deserves a title match. This person says, WWE should capitalize on the two most over guys on the roster and give us Goldberg versus James Ellsworth prior to SummerSlam.
Are you sure it's Goldberg? Because I saw the new revitalized, you know, superstar Dolph Ziggler out there and hearing nothing but chants for Heath Slater.
Yeah. Well, what did you expect? I could have told you that. In fact, I did yesterday. It was expected, this from WrestlingObserver.com, that Bill Goldberg's return with a full week of hype behind it would lead Raw to its biggest numbers of this year's football season. Going against both NFL and the baseball playoffs, Raw did 3.13 million viewers, up 14% from last week. It will be interesting if there is staying power, and in particular the ratings on November 14th when Goldberg and Brock Lesnar will appear on the same show. Promotion did a good job in heavily pushing next week's show with the Lesnar appearance, the Chris Jericho versus Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins match, and New Day versus Sheamus and Cesaro, both non-title matches. Raw was fourth of the night on cable. The hours were 3.17 million in the first, 3.11 million in the second, 3.12 million in the third. So by promoting something on the show and holding it off until the very end of the show, they kept virtually every single viewer for all 3 hours. Amazing.
I don't know if it's as much that, and you're right, and they should do that. They absolutely should, but I wonder if it was just more the fact that it was Goldberg, because I bet you if they hype up something next week.
Well, it is. That's my point.
Well, that's the thing, and it's not Brock Lesnar, and it's not Goldberg. It's not going to hold anybody through.
Well, my point.
So you still have that problem, and that's, I know what your point is, but my point is.
No, you don't know what my point is. You can't read my mind. Mike, give me a break.
Oh, you're going to lead into just you promoted something, and you're right. That's what they should be doing. But with that said, it took a guy to come back after 20 years to pop the rating.
No, my point is this. If you promote something a week in advance, then that should be the main event at the end of the show. How many times have they promoted something and it's the top of the first hour, or it's the top of the second hour, or you bring out John Cena or Roman Reigns or whoever your big star is, and you put him at the beginning of the show? And you don't promote anything for the main event, and lo and behold, everyone shuts off the show because they've seen what they want to see. So yes, Brock Lesnar should be promoted for next week, and that should be the final segment on the show. Just like if you promote a main event for the next week, AJ Styles and James Ellsworth, you don't open with that match. That should be
make
the
it a
final
good main
match
event
on the
that,
show.
Make it a good main event that people want to build up and watch. Because
well,
most of what they have on that roster, it doesn't really matter, and people will tune off because it's a three-hour show. You've seen it a million times, and frankly, you don't care by the time you get to it.
Person said Piper had three wins over Hogan in WCW.
What
does that
do
have
jobs.
To do with anything? How does that tie into James Ellsworth?
Piper had a chin.
This person says, I thought Styles and Ellsworth had a good match, and Ambrose messing around all match really brought the entire thing down and ruined the match. Exactly! It didn't need it. You could have had him do something at the beginning. He could make one wacky comment in the middle to change the tide. But it was constant. I wanted to see AJ Styles versus James Ellsworth for the championship. Because AJ Styles can have a good match with James Ellsworth. And I might add, this was another example of why, before they did the brand split, we were talking on this show how they were going to bring back squash matches. And they kind of did. They brought back squash matches for Braun Strowman and for Nia Jax. That's it. Do you know how much fun it was to see AJ Styles smashing James Ellsworth all night last night? It was great. There's nothing wrong in 2016 with bringing in a couple of jobbers on every show, and different people get to be showcased against these jobbers. It doesn't always have to be Braun Strowman. And by the way, Nia Jax has just completely disappeared. She's like on the Superstars show or whatever now.
I wonder if that's by design, though.
I would love to see Brock Lesnar destroy a jobber one week. I would love to see Big E.
No, because heaven forbid you got to pay him too much.
What about Big E coming in and destroying some jobber one week? You know how much fun that would be?
No, because you think that Dean is wacky outside the ring. Can you imagine the running commentary taking place from the other two members of the New Day?
Hey, Big E destroying a jobber would overcome the wackiness of the New Day.
How about Luke Harper destroying a jobber?
Luke Harper!
That'd be a good one.
The Vintner!
Well,
back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
$1,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. Today's program, sponsored by our friends at High Spots, HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, the premier streaming site for all things independent wrestling. Thousands of videos, PWG, CZW, WXW, $5 Wrestling, documentaries, shoot interviews, and more. Check out over 3,000 hours of videos. at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Available on your phone, tablet, PC, Apple TV, and Roku app. HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. We got more bad news for TNA. Another lawsuit. What could be more fun than that? WrestlingObserver.com. Another lawsuit for unpaid bills against TNA filed over the summer was by American Express Travel Related Services Company for unpaid bills. They owe $269,000 in travel-related expenses.
Ooh.
The claim is the company used their American Express corporate account to charge various items, and American Express was not paid. Claim is that the company agreed to payments on the receipt of monthly billing statements, as well as to pay court costs if the case went to court. Claim the agreement included that the defendants were to pay all reasonable costs when it came to American Express collecting the money owed, including finance charges and delinquency fees. What next? You know
what?
Don't
say that.
You know what? This is from PW Insider. They have reserved dates to film Impact and One Night Only pay-per-views on January 4th through 10th. Like, no. Are you kidding me?
I guess you gotta.
They owe millions of dollars to creditors and American Express and the government. But man, we're gonna reserve those dates. We're just gonna, like, she's just gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Does she understand what's going on right now? Does Dixie Carter understand what's happening? Or is she, like, just oblivious and barreling on through? Where does this end? Like, what is her plan? Just keep going? Open a new credit card account? What's the plan?
Repossession on an actual pay-per-view. Like, it's going on, and guys are walking in, and they're taking the ring down, and they're leaving that, and the chairs are being picked up and taken out of the building, and, intellectual property is being scooped up and taken out. I really don't have any idea. And it's amazing. It's not all that long ago in the grand scheme of time in this universe where this thing could have been sold to Toby Keith and Jeff Jarrett. This possibly could have stayed on Spike or stayed on Destination America. I mean, there's been a million times where this thing had a chance to have some life continued to be. And I guess there is life that's being still breathed into this thing. It's too bad. It's too bad for everybody involved. It's too bad for everybody that's going to have to wait on a paycheck again or is still behind on their pay and everything else. It's terrible for the wrestlers who are sitting there not being booked out anywhere. And yes, they are collecting, I would assume, their money from TNA. I would assume it's also very late. But they're not working anywhere else either. It's not like EC3 and Drew Galloway have made appearances, since, I don't even know if Galloway's under that contract, since they appeared in Evolve. They haven't been back there. And I feel bad for those guys. Moose, who desperately, desperately needs all of the experience he can get, he ain't working. And it's just depressing all the way around. But I guess the mentality is if you don't try to put these shows on, if you don't schedule these dates, really then what do you have? So I know what you're saying. I can't believe it's gone on this long, but damned if it hasn't.
Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
How's it going, everybody? This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Hey, Mike, I'm disappointed that you didn't get to see the main event in SmackDown Live. Don't you have Hulu?
Well, I have it here on the DVR. I just didn't get a chance to see it yet. Ran out of time before the show. I do my show prep, get all ready for this.
Yeah, I like the main event. I actually got a chance to watch it, and I'm actually going to defend Dean Ambrose. I think the reason he was there was clearly just to make the match at least seem something from the TV viewer's perspective, because he is my favorite wrestler, and I just wanted to point that out. I'm more concerned about what is going on with, Heath Slater and Rhino. They're pairing up with Ziggler and all that. I don't like that, especially them bringing up the Spirit Squad and all that stuff. I mean, that just looked like a bunch of geeks, and they're champions.
What would you like them to do?
I don't know. Could you ask the same thing about Dean Ambrose? Because it's not like it's his fault.
I'm just saying that Ambrose, was put in a tough situation to try to sell that match. And, you know, as far as keeping it entertaining.
Why does he need to sell the match? AJ Styles is an excellent worker and was having a great match with James Ellsworth without Dean Ambrose interfering.
Well, I totally agree with that from that perspective, but I don't know. I guess there were probably some fans that thought, ah, this match may not be that good, and I think that's why they brought him in there, you know. And that's a tough thing, too. I totally agree. It did get monotonous at times. They probably should have controlled him, but, you know, it's Dean Ambrose, what do you expect? Anyway, I'm kind of breaking up. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks very much for the call, Kenny.
I'm breaking up. Man.
Paige is getting surgery right now.
Oh, really?
I think literally as we speak, she's getting neck surgery, which I guess she's paying for herself because WWE didn't think she needed it.
I hope you're not listening to this in replay because that means she's gotten many neck surgeries, and you only need one, hopefully.
To the phones, you're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
You said Paige is having surgery today. Well, I hope everything goes all right for her, you know. And like I said, is she basically just finished with WWE?
Well, not yet.
I might be.
She's got one strike left. I mean, she can't come back till her neck is healed anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, you know, it looked kind of, I mean, maybe it's just me. Doesn't it seem like they're kind of grooming the new Emma to be like, to take her place?
I don't think they're grooming Emma to do anything except be Emma.
Well, you know, they've done got Dana where she's got a halfway... Got a halfway feud with Bayley, so I doubt if they're going to put them back together, are they?
I don't know. I don't know what their plan is.
You was talking about Dean Ambrose. I totally agree with you. A little bit of him goes a long ways.
That's a great way to put it. A little bit of him goes a long way.
I tell you, he just bores the heck out of me. I won't say it, Doug. But, and by the way, the War Machines and Keith Lee and Shane Taylor, 5-star match.
I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't know if I'd go 5 stars, but in terms of slobber knockers, that was definitely a 5-star match on Comet tonight. There's violence, there's blood, there's huge dudes doing flips and throwing each other around. Literally, nothing can follow it. Nothing can follow it.
So they were putting on compelling programming, is what you're saying.
Well, they did the opposite of what I said that WWE should do, and I took them to task on Sunday. You cannot do War Machine versus Keith Lee and Shane Taylor and have them do a hardcore match, basically, and go all out and have that be the opener.
Well, that's true.
They opened with that, and then they went to The Cabinet. The Cabinet.
Good point.
Against 3 guys from the Top Prospect Tournament in the 6-man tournament. This was a big mistake.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
The main event was a good match, but you just can't. You can't open with a match like that. Nobody can follow it. Should have put that match in the main event. But hey, it's worth going out of your way to see Ring of Honor on Comet, the slobber knocker of the decade, this feud.
You know, I had somebody who I respect very much, who you know as well, too, who said, yes, I was dumping on the women yesterday. And maybe, I guess, you could take that as being true, but it's not the women's fault, the same way it's not Dean Ambrose's fault, the same way it is not Dolph Ziggler's fault, that they are involved in these repeatedly stupid, nonsensical angles that take place. And we are celebrating, you know, skits of Heath Slater and James Ellsworth, who is now had 2 matches with AJ Styles and 2 wins over AJ Styles. It's, again, it's that self-fulfilling prophecy. And I know they want to be entertaining. I know that there's always a place for comedy. There's always a place for wacky, but everybody, it's hard to take anything seriously, and it's, you know, I know I'm probably just going through a thing right now, but it's like, it just blows my mind where, you know, with the women, it's the same thing as with the men. It's just the fact that they're women. It doesn't make me dumping on them. It's the same criticisms. none of what they're saying matters. I don't. They're not doing anything to get me involved in the match. And no, is that their fault because they're not writing out their promos for themselves? Somebody else is doing that? Yes, but okay. I mean, the only thing you can really do then is you can either blame WWE and turn it off, but it's hard to do that when we're getting paid to like talk about the show. It's just, it's very difficult. The same way it is with Dolph Ziggler and the same way it is with Dean Ambrose and trying to have hope here. But again, it's very frustrating where, again, Heath Slater last night was the most over guy and the second most over guy was James Ellsworth. That's insane. That's it's great. It's fun and all that stuff to a point. But when you stand back and look at it, again, this is why your viewership's in the toilet, and it takes a guy coming back after 15 or 20 years who was not like a, you know, a hardcore wrestling fan's favorite, even though he did have a big name, to come back to hold people through to a third hour. It's kind of pathetic.
Person says, really big Ambrose fan outside of the intro, the soccer mom, and wins over Cena line. He was annoying last night. Wackiness is okay or good so long as it's offset by viciousness and seriousness. Well, he didn't get that.
No.
Back in a moment with Paul O'Brien. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all come true.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we are joined today by Paul O'Brien. Literally, at the last second, I got this working. Paul, what's going on?
I'm good, Brian. Thanks for having me back on again.
I hate Skype. I just want to throw that out there real quick. As apparently you do as well, since you had some Skype issues, according to a video that I saw.
Yeah, this video. People seem to like it. I got some of the WWE superstars to give me a hand, put the word out about Blood Red Turns Dollar Green, and it's going down really well.
How did you arrange that? Because WWE traditionally, they don't like to work with a lot of people, especially if it's involving something that they don't have a hand in.
Yeah, it was a lot of the wrestlers have read the book. A lot of them really like the book. A lot of them have come out and endorsed the book. So kind of when I put the idea out there, it was myself and Becky just talking. She has picked up the rewritten version of Blood Red. And she was like, I'd forgotten how much I liked this book. You know, and I was actually saying to her that I hate publicizing. It's awful. I mean, I'm sure you know this with the death of WCW. It's nonstop. Always looking for an angle, trying to get the word out there. And it was kind of an organic thing that grew from there. Pulling the other guys then wasn't that hard. And it was like, you know, 5-10 seconds of their time. And it was edited then to make it look like it all happened, you know, in that one instance, when in fact it took about 2 or 3 weeks to pull together. It was a bit of everything, but it was basically people wanting to get on board because they believed in the book.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, which I rarely am, Paul, as you're well aware. So did you self-publish this book, and it has since been picked up by a new publisher in New York?
Yes, that's it. What happened was, right back at the start, in 2012, I wrote an organized crime novel called Blood Red Turns Dollar Green, and I got a few publishing offers back then, but they wanted me to take the wrestling out of it. So they were saying, look, these are great crime books, but, like, you know, can we take the wrestling out of it? Because wrestling fans don't read. We won't be able to get to them. And I was like, no, because it's the wrestling angle is the only thing that makes me different than 10 million other crime writers. So I decided anyway to go off self-publish it myself. The three novels sold exceptionally well, self-published novels. So I was able to go back to the table with a traditional publisher, Skyhorse in New York. And they put up a couple of offers. And then when we found the right offer, we decided to, I suppose, what they call traditionally publish. And when that opportunity came up, Brian, I decided that I was going to rewrite the three novels, which I did. I took a year to rewrite all three novels. And the first one is out now, and the second one is coming in January, and then the third one quickly after in April of next year.
And now, for those that are unaware, it is exceedingly rare for somebody to self-publish a book and then it gets picked up by a traditional publisher. This almost never happens. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say that's so true. I mean, I actually couldn't believe that they were wanting to go in with, you know, a full contract. You know, it wasn't based on any stipulations or sales metrics or measurements. It was just a full traditional publishing contract that they wanted to get behind these novels. They had heard about these novels. They had heard about the buzz behind these novels. And I found Skyhorse to be an exceptional publisher to work with. They listened to me on, you know, the cover choices, the layout of the novel, obviously gave me a year then to rewrite it after we signed the contract. So they kind of, you know, once they were on board, they were 100% on board.
Now, you've rewritten and re-edited and new covers for the books and everything like that with this new publisher.
Yeah.
I guess without giving any, I guess even answering this question, I guess is kind of giving a spoiler, but so yeah. There's obviously a big audience that purchased the book initially, and now you want them to purchase it again, and you've rewritten it.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility that at any point we might get a different finish?
That is a spoiler alert. What I can say is I always look at these novels like the director's cut. I've kept in everything that the feedback that I've gotten that everyone has liked. So it's the same characters, it's the same world. But there's you know, probably 10,000 or more new words in these. You know, scenes have changed. I've rewritten them from page one. So things have changed. Whether the big finishes have changed or not, I'll have to leave that with a pause, I think.
Now, you also are the co-author of the Jim Ross autobiography. How did that come about?
Again, it was through Blood Red Turns Dollar Green. I mean, these novels have been exceptionally good to me. So JR read the books. He asked me to go on his podcast. We had a great interview. And after the interview, we talked for 20 minutes, you know, after we come off air. And Jim was telling me that he was trying to get his autobiography together. You know, he wanted to do it in a certain way. And that was it. We kind of left it at that. And, you know, about a week later, I got an email from Jim with his autobiography so far attached. You know, it was mostly notes and that type of stuff. And he just asked me to take a look at it. And then I kind of cheekily rewrote one of the chapters. He didn't ask me to do that, but I did it. And I sent it back to him. And I didn't hear anything for 2 weeks, so I thought I offended JR. So I was thinking, oh, I shouldn't have done that. He didn't ask me to rewrite it. I don't even know why he did it. But when he rang me back, he said that both he and his wife got emotional when they read the chapter that I had rewritten. I seemed to capture the way he wanted his life story written. It was kind of a very personal chapter. And he just asked me there and then, would I come on board and help him write this thing? And, you know, we got it figured out quickly, and I came on board. And so I wrote about 50 or 60% of the book. Everyone felt very confident in that writing. So they went out and they went and looked for a publisher, which the deal was signed only this week.
Wow.
So now I go back to that.
I hope we didn't out scoop JR here.
No, we're not. It was on, he tweeted it out himself. So, yeah, but we reached the deal this week and we're looking at a 2017 release. I know my deadline is for February to get the manuscript in. So, however long it takes after that, but I presume it's like summer, late summer, that book goes out. But I'm extremely, extremely excited for people to read this book.
Well, you tell JR if you need somebody to read it. There's a professional reader right here that you're talking to.
A professional reader?
That's right. I have been paid to read. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah. The
How
audio
did you
book,
get that gig?
Death of WCW. I wrote the book, so I got paid to read it. So
exactly, yeah.
That's my cheap plug for the book available at audible.com right now. Who's publishing JR's book?
Sky Horse as well.
Man.
So the publisher that picked up Blood Red, I found him so good that I just said to JR's team, you know, I said to his manager and his agent, if you're going out into the world, you know, these guys, I found them to be top notch. And I kind of left it at that. And, you know, after they went through, you know, all the offers that they had and all the interest that it garnered, it just so happened that they landed on the Sky Horse table as well. So I'm in this weird situation now where last summer I had no books published. And next summer I will have 4 books published. And they're all coming out of the same publishing house.
So how long, Jim Ross has done a thing or two in this business. How long is this book so far? What are we looking at? Did they give you like a word limit, the famous word limit?
Yeah. The famous word limit is between 65 and 100,000 words. My personal preference is about 75,000 words. So it's not going to be like a big door stopper of a book. I want this to move at a pace. I want it to move at a clip, you know, but I still want to tell JR's story. I don't want it to be so technical, and Jim doesn't want it either. So it's not going to be, you know, in 1969 on the 4th of July, this happened, and then the next day on the 5th of July, it's not going to be that type of book, although we're going to make sure that it is, of course, historically accurate. But I want it to be entertaining. Jim wants it to be entertaining, and we want it to move and be pacey. So that's kind of my brief that I was given, and I'm working towards that.
What is the, how, I mean, Jim's still around, he's still doing a lot. What did you guys choose as like an end date?
It looks like we're going to end around about WrestleMania 15. Now there's talks about extending that out, but it looks like we're going to land in the Attitude Era, because like you said, Jim has done a thing or two, and even trying to condense his life story down, like even to that much, was kind of a mind-boggling task. How do you even do that? But, you know, Jim didn't want a big, massive doorstopper of a book. So there's, you know, I'm saying we're going to land, I'm not really sure yet, but I'm saying we're going to land in the Attitude Era. And I'm not quite sure where yet, because it's still a kind of a fluid thing. But, you know, it won't be up to present day as far as I'm aware now, it won't be up to present day.
Will there be a second volume at some point going through present day?
I would imagine so, yeah. I mean, he's very keen to tell the whole story. As you can imagine, Like, he has so many great stories and things to say about the first section into the Attitude Era. You know, taking the reins there, hiring all the, in my opinion, one of the best rosters ever assembled. And then, of course, there's a second part, which is, you know, kind of Jim coming out of the Attitude Era, all the readjusting in WWE, then parting with that company and kind of taking up his new life with all the gigs that he has now. So there's, in my opinion, there's certainly material enough for two really, really strong books.
What's up? I just want wild Leroy McGurk stories. That's what I want.
Well, that'd be the first volume.
Let's at least getting into it there. How much of the backstory does he go through? Because it is, I mean, he has been doing this for such a long time. I mean,
I
is it really
hear Mike now? I think Mike is talking.
Oh, apparently Mike, I don't know why, but he
you
can't
know what?
Hear you.
It's better that way. Go ahead, boss.
Well, let me just, we only have a couple minutes. Tell us about this movie.
Yeah, everyone is kind of, this is the movie rights for the books.
No, didn't you have your first movie out?
Oh, yeah, I did. In the middle of all that, I wrote and directed and produced and edited my first film.
I'm scooping Paul on his own movie that's already out.
Yeah, and it's been really good. It won Best Foreign Feature at the Los Angeles Independent Film Festival. It was shortlisted at the Miami Film Festival. We got selected in the Hong Kong Film Festival, the Sydney World Film Festival, Dublin International Film Festival. And I made this movie for about $300-$350. And that was in the middle of kind of writing the Three Blood Red books and moving on to the Jim Ross book. So it was kind of nice to take a little breath.
Dude,
from the rest
TNA
of the
world. Is going to be contacting you after this interview.
As long as they pay me up front, Brian.
Well,
take cash.
Take that back. Tell us, let's do a couple of notes here on the Blood Red Turns Dollar Green series. It's available at Amazon.com. We'll have a link up on the front page in the show thread here. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, you know, for, you know, people who haven't heard, it is very, like Mick Foley described it as Godfather with suplexes. And even all the interviews I've done and, you know, all the press that I've been able to do, I can't think of a better way than that to describe it. It's essentially all the territories are broken up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And an event happens that pits all the territory bosses against each other. And it starts to get bloody pretty quickly. It's the title. And it's following those same cast of characters then over a 20-year period as we move from the smoky bingo halls into the kind of, you know, the national expansion and, you know, new bosses come and go, new friction, new tension. And it's about how these characters all survive this quite weird and quirky world of pro wrestling, you know. But I suppose for me, Brian, like I wanted to do this and I wanted to be respectful to the era. And, you know, so I have endorsements by, we said, the likes of William Regal, who said he was in awe of the research. You know, I've got all the new guys are on board, like Finn Balor and Becky Lynch. And then, of course, you have J.R. McFoley. I mean, everybody is kind of coming out about this book, and I think they're pleasantly surprised that I can, on one hand, kind of juggle the crime, organized crime part, and on the other hand, still be kind of historically accurate as to what happened back in those days.
Well, stand by. We're going to head to a break. We'll come back and tell everybody how to order. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, joined by Paul O'Brien, who next year will have 4 books out with a traditional New York publisher, Blood Red Turns Dollar Green series, and Jim Ross's autobiography. Paul, let's get some plugs in. Your Twitter, the books, etc. Now you're on.
Paul O'Brien.
Let's do that one more time. Go ahead.
The Twitter is @tweetpaulobrien. Website is paulobrien.info. And those are the 2 places where you can reach me the quickest and the fastest. Links for the books are on paulobrien.info. And the video that we spoke about is actually pinned at the top of my Twitter @tweetpaulobrien.
That's right. If you head to @tweetpaulobrien, there is a link to order the books as well as stayedmovie.com, which I may have butchered. This is an Irish pronunciation. Perhaps you could do better than I, but check that out.
No, that's it. You got it.
Wow. Look at me.
Yeah, Stan it is.
Crazy. I knew I was good for something. I am multilingual. Speak Irish and English. Check that out.
I thought we were going to have a debate about how many steps Becky Lynch takes to run the ropes.
I didn't want to insult. Listen, Becky is a very, very sweet girl. But let's all be honest. Too many steps! I think even she knows that. Listen, Paul, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. We are totally out of time, everybody. Check out Tweet Paul O'Brien on Twitter, @BrianAlvarez, @SempervivI. Thanks, everybody, at Sports Byline. The callers, listeners, we'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.